This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
My girl is pissed. Give me 1 second.
Aaron, you look like when a president has to sign the bill that says, like, we're going to war, and they put down the pin. And when the vice president clears it off their desk, and then they just put down the pin and squeeze their forehead. knowing that history has changed forever.
I'm making that face just reading ahead at the riddles we're about to shoot.
So you're saying we're going to war. Aaron, you're saying we're going to war.
Oh, I'm crying. That's how heavy this feels on my soul. That I'm making the president, we're going to war. It's like a black and white photo of me being like, dear God, the absolute pain and suffering that is upon us.
The humanity.
Oh.
Oh. What is that? Oh, we're going to war.
Ladies and gentlemen of this great nation, I stand before you, a president with a heavy heart, to tell you that we will be doing riddles for the rest of the episode. My apologies to our citizens, and let freedom ring. GPC, you just missed a lifetime. Oh, brother. Okay. Hi, can I offer you a free sample of a riddle podcast?
No, thank you. I'm just trying to do my shopping.
Sure.
Do you know where the rhubarbs are? Huh?
Aisle 6.
Okay. What's your... so sad. What's your... Oh, sir, were you going to have some of this podcast?
Yeah, if you're done. I just heard you say no, and then you stuck around, which... I was just, a free sample. You said it's a what?
Oh, a free sample from a riddle podcast.
I'm sorry. No, I thought I heard someone say there was a free sample of a rutabaga. Where are the rutabagas?
Oh, rhubarbs are aisle 6. Where are the rutabagas?
Aisle 12. I keep saying that we should put them together. I do. No,
why are they 5 aisles apart?
5 aisles apart for a...
I know, it's crazy.
Somewhat similar vegetable?
My boss is like ordering the grocery store in order of what he likes the most to what he dislikes.
Where's
Himika? Aisle 1 is like pizza and cupcakes. Like aisle 8.
I'm sorry. I heard someone say hemlock. Where can I get hemlock? I need to poison Socrates.
No one said hemlock. Sir, are you sure?
Wait, did you say headlock? What aisle is AEW wrestling?
Aisle 3.
I love Max Headroom. Where did you say that was? What aisle?
Aisle 10.
Did you say Pepsi Max in the bedroom? Where can I drink Pepsi Max in the bedroom?
Aisle 1. Sirs, are you sure you don't
want to have... Did you say Pepsi Max is an aisle of Fisher?
No one has wanted a sample from my riddle podcast today. The other people giving out samples and cupcakes are popular.
Aaron.
These have all been samples of the riddle podcast. We've been eating them the whole time.
Oh, I did it!
Aaron, here, try one.
A riddle podcast.
Pop one into your mouth and then see what you've got confused at a grocery store.
And wash it down with some Pepsi Max.
Did you say Maxinista? Where can I find TJ Maxx in this store?
Wow! That looks like a pretty good riddle podcast.
yeah, I gotta get my lips on that thing. And then everybody rushes to the table. They start
rushes, and they're all eating it. They're all eating it.
So this is a riddle podcast, and if you didn't like that, then you'll hate the rest.
Fail now.
That's up, honestly everybody? What I say in my Patreon previews every week. I say, if you didn't like that, you'll hate this. Go to patreon.com.
So this past weekend, we were in Los Angeles to do our live show. A lot went wrong, but a lot went right. Adel got sick, and how are you feeling? Everyone wants to know.
I'm feeling okay. I felt totally normal. The night of the show, night after the show, I felt real bad, and then now I'm feeling back to normal.
Great.
Yeah,
that's good.
But I will say I traveled abroad, and I went to Tokyo, and I went to Sydney, Australia. And I have to say, without a shadow of a doubt, after having experienced both cities, 100,000,000% I got it in Sydney. In the Japanese culture is such that when it is incredible. You go on a train, you do not hear a pin drop. There's no talking on your phone. There's no talking above a whisper. People don't even whisper on the trains. Everyone is so thoughtful. Everyone is so polite. Everyone is just so conscious of everyone else. And then you go to Australia and everyone is talking at the top of their lungs. There's spiders crawling into snakes who are barfing up horses. It is the Wild West incarnate. It is terrifying. So I absolutely got sick in Australia, and there's no shadow of a doubt about that.
We do not blame the filthy Australians, okay?
No.
It's not their fault.
No, don't do this.
It's not their
fault. They're a full continent, JBC. We can't make them mad.
Aaron, can I say, to expound upon my point, I went to Tokyo Disney Sea, which is like a Disney theme park in Tokyo that I think is skewed towards adult, perhaps. It felt like it. But they end every night at like 9 p.m.
Just because it's full of adults doesn't mean it's skewed towards adults. It means those adults are, well, they have a certain thing. Let's just say that.
But they end the night with this like big show. It's this big spectacle with all these songs, and there's fireworks and all this stuff. It's like a half hour show. It's incredible. It ends, and the park is absolutely packed. It ends, and in America, you would hear people hooting and hollering. You'd see people rip off their shirts and scream. In Japan, they give the most polite.
America.
It's like a golf clap. They give a golf clap in the most polite. They're just like, I'm not trying to yell. I'm not trying to, you know, be raucous. They just give and it almost sounds like they hated it, but you can tell they loved it. But they just give a polite little applause. Aaron, you'd lose your mind. And they also have, I sent you a picture. They have a park. They have an area in Tokyo Disney Sea that's like old timey New England.
So cool. Everything you sent me
old
from that looked
England.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
And the big characters there are Lena Bell, who girls want to be her, squirrels want to eat her. She's a little fox, who's a detective. And then Gelatoni, who is a cat who paints on canvases with his tail dipped in gelato. So. Sorry, I've been sitting on that wanting to tell you guys so bad, but we didn't get a chance to catch up.
Gelatoni?
Unless it's gelatiny and I'm saying it wrong. It could
be gelatoni. I think Casey, you got a new nickname.
Yeah.
I think Casey, you dip your butt in gelato, we take a picture, we throw it on the website.
Casey, it's like do a Jackson you Pollock. Like your new nickname? Surf's up, my guy, 100%. Ooh, he likes it.
He likes it. Gelatoni.
Gelatoni.
Big shout out to JPC and the good people over at Dynasty Typewriter for scrambling, organizing, figuring out, problem solving, everything that we needed to do to have sweet Adel be a presence at our show. And shout out to Janet Varney for being the loveliest, funniest, and for joining us at that show.
And I, by the way, if you are listening to this and you're like, oh man, I missed that show and you want to watch it. I think Dynasty Typewriter, you can go to their website and go to their video vault and you can buy access to the stream directly from them. So that'll be there, I'll just say forever. So if anyone, even when you're listening to this 40 weeks from when it came out, I think you can still go there and still watch that show. And it was fun. It was a very fun show.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really good time. Yeah.
Every time I come out to LA, the one
you
question
hate it?
That's going through my mind, you know, It was an absolute, I had an absolute nightmare getting there. LAX is the worst airport in the world. Maybe, it's definitely the worst airport I've ever been to. It could be the worst in the world. My rental car experience was terrible, but I really did enjoy, I went on like 3 hikes in 3 days. I saw a lot of friends. It was very, very fun. Aaron took me to a gluten-free lunch spot that was delicious.
Ooh.
But the number one thing I do when I come out to LA, the number one thing. I want to have a little celebrity sighting. Just get my peepers on one of these celebrity types, please, God.
And if it's Mr. Peepers himself, Chris Kattan, that would be bonus.
I've actually met him in Chicago once, so I've already got that off my bucket list. But I went the whole trip. Didn't see a single celebrity. Ran into some people, like friends of mine from Chicago, just on the street. I saw a Rich Soane just like walking.
I saw
Tanner Tannenbaum. Haven't seen him in years. But I'm at the airport. I have to get off the airport shuttle because it's absolutely going so slow. So I'm just walking, and I'm walking all the way across the airport, and I'm annoyed because I'm like, I might miss my flight. It's a very late flight. I'm getting the airport late. I showed up like 5 minutes before they started boarding, and I'm like really hustling. And who do I see kind of walking all alone? Well, not all alone. He was with his family, with his wife and his daughter.
Tom Green.
It is a celebrity that I kid you not. I walked past them. I was like, oh, cool, a celebrity. And then I thought, I've done that guy on the podcast before. I've definitely in some sort of improv scene, I've played that guy on the podcast before. Would you guys like to guess?
Howard Dean.
Yeah.
It was Howard Dean.
Oh my God.
I wish it were Howard Dean.
We gotta have him. Would he be on the podcast? Is he on a low point?
With how we treat him, sure.
I'm going to look him up.
I don't know that I would be able to recognize Howard Dean. I haven't seen Howard Dean in like 20 years. Does he look the same?
He screams the same. So this is a celebrity you've done on the podcast.
Not like one of my, it's not like Alan Alda. It's not one of my good impressions, but I definitely know that I enjoy saying this person's name, but I know
Pretzel
that I've,
Jesus?
I know that I've, I can, th- what's that?
Pretzel Jesus?
It's not Pretzel Jesus.
Okay. Now I lay me rolled to gold.
Yeah, is it Pretzel Jesus?
You guys can have a guess. If you don't want to guess, that's fine. I will just tell you the celebrity.
But I thought
it was very funny because this is a very JPC celebrity to see.
Bam Margera.
It was not Bam Margera.
Bam Margera.
It's not
bad.
Pretzel Jesus. It's not Bam Margera. It's not
Kid Rock.
Alan Alda.
Look, both an actor of like the movies and TV. Had a very successful television show, and was in was part of an ensemble cast of a big franchise movie that had
Kevin
three.
James.
What's that?
Kevin James.
No,
that had three. What?
That had three movies in the franchise. Technically a fourth, but not with any of the same cast.
John Wick.
Very heist oriented. These movies.
Heist. Oh, that's going to be Ocean's 11. 11. Scott Conn.
It was Scott Conn.
No
Holy shit.
Way.
You just did that impression like 2 episodes ago. That is
I know.
Incredible.
I was like, I walked
funny.
Past Scott Conn. I was like, I don't know that I could have seen another celebrity that would be more appropriate than seeing Scott Conn.
I got it. Did
what
you
was
see
he
had
doing?
A very famous TV show? What was
yeah,
TV
he was
show?
On. He was on Hawaii 5-0. He was on the reboot of that. And by the way. It went longer than you think it did. It went it's like Blue Bloods. It's like, oh, he's done 400 episodes of this?
Interesting.
Aaron, get this. He was walking with his wife and child, and they were presumably leaving the airport.
No.
Does he still have hair like Paul and Tekken?
It truly, yes, truly. I love it when I see a celebrity in real life, especially because he was like right off the airplane, but his hair was like very up. Like it was up. It was done up.
He looks
anyway,
like a
Scott, if you're listening, loved seeing you. I wanted to say, Scott Conn, love your stuff. Love me some Scott Conn, but I didn't because I wanted to be respectful of his privacy.
Do you think his friends call him Con Man?
Scotty C.
That's
I don't know that he has friends. Wow, lonely.
Adel,
lonely on the top.
I wanted to thank you for the incredible escape room experience that we are supposed to experience with you.
Yes. I booked The Nest at Hatchetscape, which I heard was like half of immersive theater, half escape room. And then I obviously couldn't go because of my sickness. But you two went with two friends. Aaron, I assume Sean is just referred to as a friend.
Yeah.
And
is
you said
yeah, around
David
like parents.
Like
parents at Thanksgiving. Yeah. Hi, this is my roommate. This is my roommate, Sean.
And Aaron and JBC, I think you both individually told me that the show is great.
We did say escape room when we got there, and the person who was setting us all up was like, it's like 90% immersive theater, 10% escape room. And we were like, okay, sure. But nobody touched us, and that's the best part.
There was no people we had to interact with, which I was scared the whole time that there was going to be like a person that turned the corner.
But hey, get ready for the bump, because we give The Nest in L.A., the Hay Riddle, skeel of approval. And then there's that. Casey, I don't know what you could do with the sound effect. That
sounds like Gak being stabbed.
I'd recommend definitely reading the content warnings before you pop into that room. Some heavy stuff, but I think really, really beautiful and worth it.
Mm. I'm very excited to see it next time I'm in town.
But this is a Riddle podcast. Back? Yes, I will. But this is a Riddle podcast, and I don't want to hear another word about it. Get in line, everybody. No more fun.
Hup, 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 hup.
Ow, he hopped on my foot.
I'm a Bonnie.
Hop, hop, hop. I'm a Bonnie.
Can we play that sweet, sweet Molly's Riddles books right here? Thank you.
It's time for Molly's Riddle books.
All right, we are back inside of Molly's Riddle books that she gave us at the San Francisco Live Show.
Aaron, I have a question for you.
What's up?
I saw a person at hand the LA books. Live Show hand you some books. Now, my question is, do you think that person thought, I'm going to get my own theme song for this? Or because they could have given them to me, and I have a bunch of books, and there ain't no theme songs. Do you think they gave them to you because they were like, if I give them to Aaron, I'm going to get some theme songs?
Yeah, they could have mailed
them
to me.
It was Caitlin who handed me the books, and her theme song is, in fact, coming soon. And when she handed it to me, I don't think that was her intention. She's just lovely. And she talked about how her kid wanted to be at the show but was too young. But she's so sweet. And I was like, okay, well, when we inevitably write your theme for your Riddles books, what genre of music would you like it to be? And she immediately said jazz. She had it locked and loaded.
She said jazz? All right, let's play it. Let's play Caitlin's theme song.
Nope.
Oh, it's time for the riddle time, and I gave the books to my best friend.
And we're not doing Caitlin's riddle books. Okay. These are still Molly's riddle books. And if you want your own theme song, hand me some riddle books at a live show.
To be fair, that was more like Brazilian Calypso.
But it was very quick. I did it very quick, right?
I'm cracking
it
open.
Wasn't what you asked for, but it came fast.
It sounds like when you buy a Casio keyboard as like a 12-year-old and you press the demo number one, that's what it sounded like.
Hey, okay, look, I didn't ask for a bunch of notes on it. I was just like...
It was basically Girl from Ipanema.
I have this and I have EDM, well, it was for the elevator music.
Okay, so I'm cracking open a new riddle book from Molly. When I opened
so should we have a new theme?
No. Nope.
Well, it's a riddle horse. Okay. All right. Let's all be serious, please.
Let's be
Jesus
serious.
Jesus Christ.
Come on. Whoever is the person, you really the hot dog in the car.
Whoever's here making this horse sound effect needs to stop.
Okay, so. We're gonna do some old timey riddles. None of these are from a time when any of us were born. Okay.
Well,
why should you never tell secrets in a cornfield?
Oh, because corn can't husk their mouths. Mm-hmm. Because shucks,
the hills
those motherfuckers
have eyes.
Are chatty. Because they're all ears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron.
Because all
corn
ears.
Has ears and it's bound to be shocked. Shocked.
Mm. Chuck the body. Ears. Chuck the
I'd
body.
Actually like to see Here's... a scene.
Okay.
You two are ears of corn. You're corn in a cornfield, and you're super gossipy and chatty because you two hear everything.
You see those soybeans over there?
Oh, I saw them. Did you hear about the soybeans?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you already heard about the soybeans?
You heard about it too? Yeah. Oh, I might have heard it from you. Let's say it at the same time. One, two, three. Group soy's sex
party. We got in a car accident, and it was like,
oh my god,
what?
On the way home from the group sex party?
Yes. I heard it was a hit and run.
Oh.
Wait, group sex party?
Yeah. I heard it was sex soy's.
What do you mean? Who's there? Was it just the soybeans?
No, soybeans. It was wheat. I think that elderflower was there.
What the fuck? Elderflower?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They didn't invite corn, but they invited elderflower?
I'm screaming.
Yelling because I'm upset. Don't silence my emotions.
Okay,
I'm having
a
reaction.
I'm just saying.
Did you get an invite?
Yeah, but I didn't want to go.
What the fuck? Why not?
Well, I'm just not. I've never been shucked. I'm not going to get butt shucked before I get shucked for the first time. So I don't want to do the stuff I've just seen in pornography.
Look, you can just go to a party and watch.
Well, I know you're...
You don't have to, like, engage.
What? Really?
Yeah. First of
all... Have you been?
I mean, not to one of these. Obviously, I'm not getting invites, but I've hosted my own for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. Nothing big, nothing like... Nothing, you know, crazy, just some potatoes, a cucumber.
Some potatoes, well, they're all eyes.
Well, I know, but very rarely do they have mouths, so it's,
I saw a cucumber at this sex party, and we all know he's married, so he's in quite the pickle.
Okay. Now, that's some good dish.
Something, something, toss the salad. Did you watch Wonder Ears last night?
Huh, what are we doing?
Scene.
Just Wonder Ears.
Wonder Ears.
Wonder Ears.
Ear me now.
This one's confusing to me a little bit, but why does Santa Claus like to go down the chimney?
Okay, Aaron, this is a sexual innuendo. Ah. Sorry, not innuendo, in your fireplace.
In your chimney.
Why does Santa Claus prefer to go down the chimney?
Why does Santa Claus like to go down the chimney?
Because he wants a coal lot of love? Because...
I want to say it's the way it feels on his thighs and his
Oh.
Like, he likes the pressure.
Because,
why does he like to go down the chimney?
Smoke logs? As a Yule log.
It suits him.
Okay.
It suits him.
I do want to see a scene.
Is it really that?
Yeah.
Can it be that?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I do want to see a scene.
And I'm getting confirmation that it's that.
Aaron, you are Santa Claus. You've just come home to JPC's, who's your partner, and your Santa, I'm going to call it a Santa suit, but to you it's just a suit. It is covered in dirt and filth.
Ho, ho. Ugh. Whatever.
Boots off. Boots off. Come on.
Honey, I'm sorry.
Do you have to have this fight
outside
every time? We have a mudroom.
I know. I just...
Santa, we have a mudroom.
I have to pee.
Please.
The dog was barking and I didn't want to wake you up, but I'm coming in late. I'm sorry. Honey, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm sorry. I know this is the worst time of year for you. This is such a stressful time.
It's literally one day I work every year, honey. One day.
You know, you say that, but you actually are gone a lot more than that. I think that's kind of reductive to say that it's one day a year.
Explain that to me.
Because you're managing the presents, you're managing the elves, you're in the workshop, and I know the workshop is just across the yard, but still, it's just like you're not in the house, you're not here.
I can't do this.
I'm alone all day.
I can't do this.
Oh, you can't do this right now? Oh, that's right. You had your busy one day of work a year.
Yeah, it's kind of technically 3 days, honey.
Okay, thank you both for being cordial. I'm going to walk you through the divorce process. First of all, is there any assets that either of you would like to lay claim
to? I'm taking the reindeer. I'm taking the gingerbread house. I'm taking all of it. It's all mine.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. All of it or just the stinky-ass reindeer and the little crumbly gingerbread house? Because you can keep those two things. I want the workshop.
No.
Of the workshop, I want a profit-sharing arrangement where I should get 50% of the Christmas profits every year.
Santa, are you amenable to those conditions?
Why? Because you supported me through my dream of becoming a guy who delivers presents every day. You kept our house beautiful. You raised our beautiful kids.
Okay. You shouldn't be caressing each other, like.
You knew every thought I was thinking, and you made it happen. Oh my God! You did way more than me, honey. I'm so sorry.
And don't forget how I work my ass under your hard Santa Claus body.
You either got to be in or you're out, buddy.
Can I watch? Okay, I can't watch. I'm going to step out.
See you.
I'm going to step out.
We're sorry.
I have an opinion and an answer. Would you two say, of all the episodes we've done,
what is this going to be? What is this question?
Of all the episodes we've done, would you two agree, or would you even say that Santa has been the character we have played the most between the three of us?
I don't want to face that music.
We have Uncle Santa.
I don't want to face that music, Adel. Let us just live in.
I think we're obsessed.
I've technically done Scott Kahn more than I've done Santa at this point.
Well, you've played him once and talked about him once, so.
Twice.
Why is a ship one of the most polite things on Earth?
Because it always has a bow.
Yeah, because it always starts with a bow.
Nice. That is very good. That is very fun. You were very quick with that. And we don't edit this podcast at all.
At all?
Except we're editing from here to here. That was one of those classic Casey Tony cuts.
Wow. Great job, Casey. And thank you for taking out all those times I said the terrible words that I said.
And I hope you can make me sound normal, even though I picked up smoking and have to use one of these.
Don't worry, Casey. We'll make you sound normal.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate how you make me sound normal on this podcast.
Oh, all right, boy. I like this one.
Casey.
Okay. I'm not trying to be crazy here, but I do like this one. Why is a good student always on the run?
Why is a good student always on the run?
Always on the run.
Honors.
Good student.
Pupils.
Always on the run.
Good grades. They take
thirst
the A train.
For knowledge. Why would
good
they
student.
Running?
What would you call a good student? They're on the honor roll. They're always on a roll.
On a roll. On
they're always on a roll. Roll.
They're working up
and they're
a
always
sweat.
On a roll. scholastic.
Yeah, that would be like why is butter killing it right now? Or something like that.
This is when women couldn't be students, so the answer is because he is always pursuing his studies. And I'd like to see a scene. GPC, you're a college student.
They're running. Okay.
And you are literally chasing and running after and trying to tackle your major. Whatever it is.
Okay.
It could be English, it could be history. Whatever your college major is, you're literally trying to
tackle. Aaron, you know two college majors. You went to college. You double majored. Jeez, brag.
Nope.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Yes? How can I help you?
Did you see which direction Poli Sci went?
Poli Sci? I'm not sure. Is that the name of your bird?
What?
Is that the name
of
a pet?
Oh, no, but that would be very funny. I have to write that down. I don't have a pencil. I have to write that
down. Wait, that guy looks like political science major wearing a wig.
Takes off wig.
No,
never
you.
Catch me.
Why not? Oh, come here, please. I just want to know about policy changes in the foreign. Come on.
You'll never know because of the Cuban Missile Crisis, I assume.
No, tell me about it. I need to know. If it was such a crisis, what happened? Who were the players? Who was involved? How did it get solved?
Cuba
pursue your
and
studies.
Missiles.
Get him. Pursue him.
I'm trying, man. Hey, you, a man yelling on the street. Will you be my academic advisor?
I don't know. I'm a major too, and if you try to learn anything, I'm gonna have to start running.
Wait, you're a major too?
Yeah.
What are you majoring in?
I'm a theater major. Chase me.
Hey, that looks like a theater major dressed up like the major of theater.
No, yeah, I'm good.
No, chase me. I'm a major of theater. You don't want to learn about how to roll on the floor?
No, it's not really worth $120,000, I don't think. I can just roll on the floor for free at home.
Dang. No one wants to chase.
I don't know, a lot of theater companies aren't like, do you have a college degree? I don't know that that's happening. So we're good. We're all good.
Scene through tears.
We're good.
Scene through tears.
Why does a man who has just shaved look like a wild animal?
He did
because
it
because he cut
wrong.
Himself. because he wants his razor back.
Wow, that's actually really good.
Because he's because
now he looks so clean that he's kind of a boar.
Ooh,
yeah, that works.
Another type
of
pig,
but it's not that. Because he has a bear face.
Oh, I'd like to see a sand.
I was close. That was pretty close.
JPC, you are Adel's dad, and you are teaching him how to shave, but you maybe don't really know how to do it, and you don't know what you're talking about.
Ready, Dad.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so okay.
Lay out all the utensils, and here we go.
Yeah, everything you have here is what you need. And then you could use a gel lather or like a foam lather. That's up to you. They both kind of lather up the same, but you never want to shave dry. You definitely want to use one of these lathers.
Okay. Now, Dad, those are what you put forward is two different types of hot honey.
Yes. Well, no. Now, you need a little bit of the honey because it makes the hair stick up, and it needs to be hot because it's like an icy hot thing because the blade is going to be so cold. And it'll lather up really nice. You have to add it to the milk or whatever. And you choose the milk. It could be 1%, 2%, full fat skim, whatever you like. Now, typically, the way that this works is you go bottom to top. So you're going to want to start toes.
Okay.
You don't have hair on the underside of your feet, do you? Most people don't.
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay, so it's underside of your feet, up to the upper side of your feet, toes, then foot, then leg. And then we'll just kind of keep moving. Like, zoop. Zoop, going up. And remember, it goes
Should it make
slow.
That noise?
What's that?
Should it make that noise? Zoop?
Either you make the noise or it makes the noise. The noise gets made.
Uh-huh. And you said I have to ride this razor scooter the whole time?
I think so. I think it's important. Okay. Not ride it, but be on it. And you can have one foot on the floor, because I don't think it's about balance. And let me just check my phone. Okay, so none of your uncles have texted back, which doesn't matter. I'm not waiting for a text for them at all. And you're ready to start shaving, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know what? It's your first time. We should get a treat. You should have a treat.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how you associate like a positive reinforcement with it. Yeah. You have a little treat.
That'd be
so great. Why don't we go out to ice cream? You know what? Okay. There's an ice cream store right by your uncle's work.
Oh.
So why don't we pop into the hardware store? You get the ice cream across the street. I'll talk to your uncle about something that's nothing. And then we get right back into this. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me go. Should I drive?
I just got a text message from one of your uncles, which is great. Didn't even need to hear back from them. But here's what I will say. You should be, whatever part you want to shave, you should not have any clothes on for. So if it's going to be the feet, take the socks off.
It makes sense.
Yeah, because... Yeah, now that we both thinking about it, like shaving through the socks, that was a test, and we both passed. So yeah, take the socks off first. Okay. And ooh, another text from another one of your uncles.
I'm having a little trouble, Dad, taking the sock off because...
I haven't heard from you since the funeral. What is this about? Oh, boy. You're right. That is the
scene.
Really calling him out. I haven't heard from you since this funeral. What do you want?
That would be a text. Conceivably, I could send.
What's going on? Let's take a break. I don't want to do this for a minute. Let's take a break.
I don't want to do this for a minute. I agree. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. you know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I just want, I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there. That was...
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, Adeline and JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work. Most are pretty safe, and I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's Land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's an all-in-one like website platform for, you know, entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now, it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay. So I'm right about goo. So it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online, whether it's physical, like this goo, digital, like I imagine you have some digital goo or
electric goo.
Yeah, photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah, Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. I can improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
Huh, it's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace. Ooh. It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay. I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey everybody, this is JPC and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling it a medical phenomenon and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on.
We're going to
be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done
we're gonna
to
need
my
it.
Nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy, where you had to drive to an office, never really worked well for me. So like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adel loves to dress like up like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume and they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes, intrusive thought, bad.
Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry, I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adel is stuck in a full-body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears, and I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds, and it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life, and they are so good and smooth, and the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adel wanted was 8 hours of playtime, and now... He's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews, and they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No, no. Remember, there's like noise isolation and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio? Come on, GPC, we can do this.
They also have an awareness mode, and I've heard that Adel is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages, and he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyways, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back to school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site-wide. Plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adel.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team and it looks like the cat costume
is 20% back on.
Yes, he's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel. And we're back from our break with more of Molly's riddles. Thank you, Molly. Why should watermelon be a good name for a newspaper? Why should watermelon
Why should watermelon
be a good name for a newspaper?
And not why is watermelon a good name for a newspaper? Why should watermelon?
Because... I just thought of a new segment for the show where we just do the segment for the show and we don't have to do this riddle anymore. And I have it. So don't.
Okay, I'm ready. Yeah, let's do it.
So the name of the segment is computer screen, phone, mouse, credit card.
He's just saying things in the room.
No.
He's looking around the room.
Credit card I made up.
Great. So what do we do in this
segment? I see a debit card. So credit card is an original idea.
It could be used for both. Because just like Anne Rind, this watermelon has some seedy stories.
No, do you think that this book came out before Anne Rind?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because
Cantaloupe shrugged.
Watermelon newspaper. That sounds like a Harry Styles song. Is it Harry Styles?
Oh, is it because it's red all over and very seedy?
Yeah, 1953. And because we're sure it is red on the inside.
So they don't read the headlines. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
This one sucks and is very just very clear that this was written in the 50s. Why is
the
it
last
vulgar?
One or this one?
Okay. This one. Why is it vulgar to sing and play by yourself?
Something because of
vulgar,
like segregation or something, right?
No. Just in terms of why the language of this answer.
Why is it vulgar to play with yourself?
No. Why is it vulgar to sing and play by yourself? And the answer to this is just feels like very outdated in terms of the way, like the words used, not the content.
Because you can 23 skidoo no wrong.
I wish.
Okay. What is gramophone old-timey ways of saying jerking off?
Walk the
I would
dog.
Actually. I would like to play a game, and okay. You each have to like ping pong back and forth, come up with old-timey ways to say jerking off, and at the end, I will declare a winner. Great.
Okay.
Okay. Playing ping pong back and forth.
Deboning my ham.
Mm-hmm. Shaking the skeleton's hand.
Voting in a presidential poll.
Can't quite open the champagne.
Taking the seed wagon to Prairie Town.
Okay. Let's see here. Shucking the corn.
Howling my desert wolf.
Mm-hmm. Playing the broken oboe.
Burying one of my 12 children.
Oops. Pass. Quit. Quit.
Pass. Pass. Quit. Pass.
JBC, you were so close, but I have to give it to Adel, especially for can't quite open the champagne. that is haunting. Is what that is. That is haunting.
If you've ever seen someone, you're behind them, and you see them facing the other direction, opening a champagne bottle. We all know what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when it opens, you almost double down.
The answer is because such a performance is so low. So low.
You know what? Whatever. I was going to say solo, but I was like, solo's too much of like a modern thing. People weren't saying like solo back then, but I guess I was wrong.
JPC, do you remember in the movie Solo when Hans was traveling and he said, I'm traveling solo, and then they thought that was his last name?
Yeah, that's a really good part of that movie. And I got to say, one of the better Star Wars movies.
Why can't it rain for 2 days continually?
Because that would be too much, right? Why can't it?
Mm-hmm. Why can't it rain for 2 days continually?
Because it has something to do with number one.
I got it. I actually know this one. Because, Aaron, there must be a night in between.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Because there's always a night in between. Yeah.
Okay, I want to see a scene. Oh, who got there first?
Aaron,
come
who
on.
Got there first?
I heard
Aaron,
JBC first, but Adam's taller.
My voice drops lower.
That can't make it, but I can't change
JBC,
that.
You go.
I'm getting that. No, fuck you guys. I'm getting that leg surgery. I'm doing it. I'm finally doing it. I'm going to have super tall legs.
It's so expensive, and you will certainly die. So you have our full support.
How tall are you?
They did it in Gattaca. I'm like 6'1 and a half.
Okay. Oh, thank God.
I'm really clinging to that half.
So he's 6'1 and a half. I'm like 5'11 on a good day. So I have to get it.
What am I?
So on Friday?
Chop liver? I'm 5'8".
I
have to get at least 3 inches added to my legs.
Several people at the live show said I was way taller than they thought I'd be. They go, well, you are tall. And I went, Tell your friends. Tell everyone.
You slip them on 20. Tell your friends.
Tell everyone you know how tall I am.
Can I take 3 inches from my butt? Do you think?
So the scene is.
No, it's my scene.
You would need 3 inches to give from your butt.
No, no, don't let her say it. I got a huge ass. So here we're gonna see a scene. We're gonna see a scene. Let's see. Aaron and I are Aaron's a princess and I'm a prince from a foreign land. And, I have been wed to Aaron. But Adel, you are going to be playing the knight that always gets in between, when it's our wedding night.
Can I tell you something? My scene was going to be very similar, except for it was the rain night and, he was always just had a rain cloud following him around.
You are bewitching in the moonlight, m'lady, and I am so much looking forward to consummating our holy matrimony this eve.
You've written such beautiful poetry to me through our courting, and such a lovely day. I feel blessed to be here, and I can't wait to be with you, my sweet husband.
Hail and well met, and I too am excited for a night of romp and sexual intercourse.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were one of those still knights that are here for display.
Like a suit of armor.
Just started moving.
Yes.
Yeah, suit of armor.
I'm still a knight.
Whoa.
And tonight, I shall be betwixt you.
You smell like tuna fish.
Well, I can't get out, can I? I can't get out.
Is that you, sir, Lance Nutmuch?
That is correct. I got the name because every time I came upon a dragon, I would scream and run away. And so people said, what a coward, he does not lance very much.
That's not why he got the name, he's just a cock blocker.
Well, Sir Lance Nutmuch.
Cock blocker.
We are happy to have you here. Could you maybe protect the door from the outside?
Yes, guard the door?
Guard us while we consummate our marriage.
What a wonderful idea. Why don't all three of us stand up, and I will stay betwixt you, and we shall shuffle our way over to the door.
Ooh, here's an idea. We're both parched from the wedding ceremony, Sir Lance, not much. Would you mind going but down yonder hall and fetching us a cask of fine wine?
I wouldn't mind if the three of us just want to get up together and again shuffle down yonder hall, grab some...
Hey, man.
Wine. How can I say this without being crass? We want to beep, 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 beep.
In case you put beep there. Beep,
to each other without you there.
Yes. What is the best way to phrase this?
Okay.
I would like to beep upon my wife's beep.
Of course, understood.
And
I would like to try
beeping her is beep. And if we have time, perhaps try something like beep or beep.
Sounds like a traffic jam in here.
And
listen,
maybe she throws a hand behind and I get my beep beeped just a little.
Beep.
Sure.
Oh, beep, yeah.
Okay, well, I know that stood for prostate milked, but here's what I'll do. I'll compromise. I'll stay
beep him.
You.
Where's the Lord of Beeps? How is he able to say prostate milked?
Wait, the Lord of Beeps must be dead. Sound the alarm.
He's been murdered. He's been murdered.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I can say it.
Oh, suck my fucking nuts. He's been murdered. Oh, no. The Lord of Beeps.
Scene.
Oh, my God. What the hell is happening, y'all? What is happening, y'all? I don't feel so good. What's going on? Okay.
I think the Lord of Beeps is Casey's best character yet.
Oh, the Lord of Beeps goes across the land, beeping all the bad things you say. The Lord of Beeps goes across the land, he'll never let you say a bad thing, Lord
yes,
of Beeps.
Yes, itty beep, city beep, city suck, son of beep, itty fuck suck, beep, it a beep, beep, beep. Sometimes it's beep and fuck, times it's not. Beep, beep, fuck, suck, bop, dick.
Yeah, the Lord of Beeps goes
there
across
he goes, the
land. The
Lord of Beeps.
Fucking his horse across the land, beep, beep, beep.
Aaron, do you have more riddles for us?
No, I want to keep singing about the Lord of Beeps.
The Lord of Beeps is a tall old man and he's too short too.
I'm just thinking about more Lord of Beeps songs if someone else wants to talk.
Well, we don't have any riddles, so I don't know what how we're
the
gonna
Lord
talk.
Of Beeps won't let you tell you why it's because he cares. He loves to do and he loves to go. He'll never fall in love, though the Lord Beep. Of Beeps.
What's funny about this is the Lord of Beeps is canonically dead, so we're just like standing over his dead body singing these songs.
We're all drunk and we're singing drunken
yeah, body tales.
Songs. Body right. tales.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we've gotten Arnie Parrott to write a Lord of Beeps song that we can end this episode with. But maybe not, because he won't answer our phone calls. Understandably.
Because two in his wheelhouse.
Because we bother him with shit like that.
Exactly. I'm saying I don't blame him. I would ignore my phone call. Why is your nose in the middle of your face?
Why is your nose in the middle of your face? Because it would look dumb anywhere else.
Good job, Adol. $40 to you.
What? In 1952
right?
money, that's...
A dollar.
One...
You're a millionaire.
Why is
I honestly thought that
face?
Sounds like something that some bully says to you, like before they punch you in the face. Like, hey, yeah. Why is your nose in the middle of your face? And then they punch you, like, now it's on the floor or something like that.
Yeah, they're like, call me Picasso because your nose is on your cheeks now. Mm-hmm. Is it something of like, it's not running or because it's snot or something like
that? Oh, because
like...
it's snot running.
I'm laughing. Sorry. I'm laughing about the Lord of Beeps thing. Son that bit God. Is really going off like a time bomb in my body. I love that. That's awesome. That's like my favorite bit we've ever done on the show. Wait a minute. That fucking rules. Okay. I don't care what everyone says. I loved that.
Aaron, what I like about the Lord of Beeps is because every time we've ever beeped before, we've never referenced him, but he's been there, and now
important.
He's dead.
He's been an
and now he's
part
dead.
Of the show, and now he's dead.
He's been with us.
He died, and we, ended, and we ended the scene, and we never knew who killed him. He's dead. He got stabbed.
Okay, all right. Next time I do an episode, we're solving the Lord of Beeps murder. I'm sorry. Okay. That's we,
yeah.
I'm on it.
look for
sounds
that
like,
3 weeks.
Sounds like
everywhere.
Patreon content. Sounds like
oh yeah, you're right.
No,
Aaron,
we're doing that in the main feed.
Too good for the main feed. No, it's too good for these
oh,
hogs.
Too good for these hogs.
These slobs.
Oh God, I cannot wait to do that episode. Okay, what
Aaron,
is happening?
Is it something like
your nose?
Why is your nose in the middle of your face? Is it something of like it always has been? But sign us up for a change. Is it some sort of like
Jesus?
Is it
Christ.
Some sort of nose?
That's so
that's got to be a nose pun, right?
Yes, it's. I'm going to tell you. It's because.
Oh, Aaron, wait. Is it because your nose stopped Roman or something like that? Like a Roman nose?
Oh, yeah.
No. Because
okay.
it is
that's a, nose
a center. Scent.
What?
Center and scent.
S-E-E-N-T.
No.
Skint. Like
no.
Skinter.
No?
Aaron,
oh.
No.
Oh, okay. Throws book into the ocean. Great. Anyone else?
I guess this probably racist book from the 50s is wrong then, huh? Smart guy.
I do want to see a scene. JPC, you're a college basketball coach. It's the first day of practice, and okay. Your new center has shown up, and it's just a giant fucking nose, and you have to deal with it. Aaron, you're the giant nose.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, gather. Oh, my God.
What's up, coach?
You know what? Everybody, why don't we take five? Take five. Do run suicides.
Okay, go.
Right,
go
coach, yes, yeah, suicide okay, drills. Great,
no,
coach.
No, not you. Number... What is I can't see your jersey. You, the...
I don't oh. know my number. Oh, I think I'm...
Then you know who I'm talking about.
Two. Yeah.
Yeah, come on up here. How tall are you?
Oh, pretty tall, coach. Why?
Yeah, you're like... Fuck, you're like 8 foot tall, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have hands and arms anywhere or legs and feet?
Coach, I feel a little subconscious. I'm clearly a nose.
Yeah, I know, but...
High school's hard enough for me, coach.
No, I get it. I'm not trying to make your life harder. I'm just trying to...
Hey, Nose. Gloria wants to know if you can go to prom with her.
You making fun of me, Gloria? I can smell your BO from over here, Gloria, and I can smell your desperation, too. Leave me alone.
Hey, Nose. Why don't you smell the inside of this locker? Fucking shove.
Oh.
Whoa, no beep.
Let me out. I don't have hands. Oh.
Nose. Back in my office again. When are you gonna wise up?
I'm talking to you, Nose. Hey. You want to be in detention your whole life? Is that what you want?
I get into fights because kids are picking on me. I've broken. I got punched in the nose, Nose, and it's broken.
They're not picking on you. They're just picking you.
Not you too, Principal Henderson. Not you too.
It's going to be like this your entire life. You're never going to be nothing if you don't apply yourself. You could have everything. You could have the world. But you're stuck because in your mind, you're just a nose.
Mr. President? Mr. President?
Yes?
Sorry, it seems like you went somewhere mentally. Are you ready to give your inaugural speech?
I am. And let me give you a little bit of advice.
Huh?
Embrace what makes you different from other people. I'm a big nose and I got teased. And then one day I woke up, I caught with my bare, no hands, a political science major, and now I'm the president of the United States, and my campaign was all about sniffing out the problems, and I'm very successful, and a lot of hot women want to be with me, and that's because I leaned in, son, you understand? I leaned in to who I am, which is a nose.
Six Semper Nostril! Bang!
He's still alive, he's still alive. He's still alive.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
He doesn't have a brain.
How can you tell?
See.
Why is your sense of touch impaired when you are ill?
Why is your sense of touch impaired when you feel ill? There's a lot going on here.
Oh, because the only touch you can feel is the grip of death laying his hand on your shoulder saying, come with me, my child. It's your time.
Is that it, Aaron?
No.
Aaron, was that it? Aaron?
Why is your sense of touch impaired when you are ill? And you've said a word.
Because you don't feel well.
Yeah. Isn't that good?
Wow.
Wow.
You like
it? Jack and Jill went up a hill and Jack didn't feel well.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Didn't feel
well. Feel well. That sounds like an insurance company. Feel well.
Feel well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're in good hands with feet.
we both could not say an insurance company
had to
thing.
Say it. Like a good neighbor, feel well is there.
Why do carpenters
they're getting
believe
sued for that one.
There is no such thing as glass?
Sorry, I missed the
carpenters?
First
yeah, why do carpenters believe there is no such thing as glass?
Because not Jesus Christ. Oh, okay.
I'm on the top of the world again.
Looking
down on creation.
Down on creation. Is
Aaron,
it something to do with Jesus?
Is it Aaron? Something like, would it be hard to believe that class was in the world? No.
Is it something to do with Jesus? Aaron. Aaron, can you hear me?
I'm shaking my head. No. You're
she's
up
lost
of
to the carpenters.
Me at the top of the world. Again! I'm on the...
No! No one said again.
No one said again.
They're not creation and the only...
I wish the Lord of Bleeps were still alive.
I forgot the riddle. Why does
you believe
glass,
in all of this?
Why does a carpenter not
Merry
believe in glass?
Merry Christmas. Why do carpenters believe there's no such thing as glass?
What do carpenters believe there's no such thing as glass?
Some see-through nails.
Because they only work with wood. Because
they
never saw it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah. Can you imagine what it would be like to saw glass? Holy shit.
Terrible.
What a terrible
sound.
Mess.
What a mess.
Yeah.
Ugh. Step on it for days.
Ugh. What a terrible
sound. We're
going
to do two more of these and then we're going to do a voicemail. Okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. What do you have planned?
No, sorry. That's my guess at the next riddle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What did the ocean say about the third letter of the alphabet? Something, something.
Yes. Why is coffee dull like a knife?
Why is coffee dull like a knife?
Because its parents ground
like
it
a dull knife.
Like a dull knife.
Yeah, you kind of got it. You got it.
Because it's grounded, because it's...
Yeah, because it has to be grounded before it's used.
And it's always got a filter on.
Wait.
Tennis such a noisy
game? Oh, a dull knife has to be... Oh my God, I hate that. Ugh.
Why is tennis such
get
a noisy
off, get
game?
Get it off, get the riddle off. Ew.
Why is tennis such a noisy game? Because it always involves love? Because net? Because...
They smack the ball...
Because it's such a racket. It involves two rackets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's so many
rackets.
It
raises a racket.
Raises a racket.
Do you want to do one more that is
I would never raise a
terrible
racket in anger.
Can I see a quick scene?
Yeah.
This is going to be, it's not going to be nonverbal. There's going to be no words in this scene. So this will be a shorter scene. JPC and Aaron, you're two tennis players playing against each other. And I just want to hear the sort of grunts or noises that your characters make. You know how when tennis players hit the ball, sometimes they have like little yodels and stuff?
Oh, yes.
I just want to hear with these two specifically what noises they make.
Got it.
I quit tennis, actually.
JPC,
people are going to be so mad at us. We've been gotten so many messages. That was not Casey. That was JPC.
Look.
That's the last time.
I did not play the one that said wet. I said that one would be a bridge too far.
No.
I'm just going to play three.
Mark my words, everybody, this is the last time that will ever happen. I will not let you down. Why should everyone go to sleep immediately after drinking a cup of tea?
So they can have a wet dream.
Nice.
But they don't go to sleep. They go to steep.
Nice.
Because it's a steeping bag.
Yeah, there's something with the lettering.
Go to sleep.
Something with the lettering? Because after T, the letter comes after T.
When the T is gone.
It's all S's. No. What comes after T? K.
If the T is gone from T, is EA Sports. It's in the T.
Because when the T is gone, night is nigh. That's an old-timey riddle for you. Let's listen to a voicemail.
I don't know. I haven't. But we must move on. We must move on.
We simply must move on. Voicemail who play. Voicemail who play. Voicemail who play with me, babe. Voicemail who play. Voicemail who play.
Voicemail who play with me. Hi, I love your show. Anyway, I am hoping that you folks can use your genius, chaotic brains to help me. So, as of this school year, my husband and I will be teaching at the same high school. And I think it would be super fun if we dress up for school pictures and also, like, a pair Halloween costume. So, what is a school-appropriate couple's costume for an English teacher and a shop teacher? I hope you can help. I would love to hear your ideas. You all are amazing. Bye.
Interesting. Okay.
Interesting. I have a thought. What do you guys think?
Go for it.
I think congratulations to the two of you. That's really cool. Here, I have two thoughts. The first thought is, and this is the one I'm going to put most of my weight behind, act like you don't know each other. Act like you don't even walk in the halls at the same time. Don't talk to each other. The minute these kids catch a whiff that you two are in a relationship, the nicknames come, the teasing comes, the ooh, anytime you walk down, that kind of shit. So my first thought is pretend each other doesn't exist. My second thought is if you have to or you want to, don't dress up as anything that can be time stamped. So go as like a tree and a bird, because if you go as like Raggedy Ann and Andy or something like that, the kids are going to be all over it. They're going to be, they're never going to let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might have the same last name, but they might have different last names too.
And I have to assume that these two people teach at my high school, which is full of absolute bullies. So if I'm wrong, forgive me, but I have to assume the worst. What do you two think?
I think you should both dress like your two least favorite teachers at the school. Send a message.
They just each other. It's a gift of the Magi. Mm. I was going to say that's what you, English teacher and shop teacher, I was going to say for Halloween, you go as each other. So the English teacher, you know, you put on your little tool belt, your flannel, you go, I don't know, your hat that says I blue collar.
Like shop class themed, like dress up like a table, and then the other person dresses up like Wuthering Heights or something.
Yeah, you dress up as the two most famous versions of each thing. So the most famous English would be Sherlock Holmes. The most famous woodshop would be either Jesus or Harrison Ford.
Well, the most famous
Jesus
shop is
Macy's. Sherlock Holmes. Classic duo.
Teaming up again, once again, on the case. Sherlock Holmes works for days and months and weeks, and the whole time Jesus is like, I know the answer. And he's like, no, 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 let me play my violin. I am almost there.
But obviously for picture day, you go as Milli Vanilli, because that was a duo, right?
That was a duo who, in like 1991, 92, were busted for lip syncing, which is a crime that's unforgivable.
For school pictures.
Unforgivable.
Only do this if you don't have the same last name. Do hold up little signs that say, I'm with her and an arrow, and then I'm with him and an arrow, and then hold it any which way you want. And then if you have the same last name, it will work. But if you don't, then it's just ridiculous.
Go as two blunts.
If you don't have that, then one of you dress up with a sign that says I'm with her, and the other one dress up with a sign that says lock her up. And then one of you goes as Hillary and the other one goes as Trump. Oh,
nice.
And they're in
That's
love.
Fun. That's good.
Yeah.
Be the Mona Lisa and Da Vinci. Is that who painted that?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cute. I bet they carpool to work together and then they go, bye, have a good day. I bet that's what they do. I think they're sweet.
I hope so. I hope they're saving money on gas.
Yeah.
I hope they're not both driving to work.
They're not.
Either they take the bus or they're carpooling.
Unless one of them has to stay late for something. I think that they're not both driving.
Oh, my God. It's right there. It's right there. Carpool karaoke. Go as James Gordon. What's his name?
Gordon?
James Gordon,
Gordon,
which is a cross
James
between
Corden.
James Corden and Commissioner
and Jeff Gordon.
Go as James Corden in a race car.
Go as Batman and Batman. Did we do it?
Yay.
Did we solve it? Did we crack it?
Hey, speaking of cracking it, Adel, do you have anything upcoming that you'd like to give a crack to?
Oh, boy. I feel like I did, but I forgot where I wrote that down. So I'm just going to say, check out Tokyo. I was there for a week. I got to say, it's my favorite city I've ever been to, and that's not a joke. No hyperbole. It is a marvel. Old butts up against new. The food is incredible. This especially is pointed at Casey Tony, who was supposed to go in 2020 at the same time I was. So, Casey Tony, get your ass to Tokyo. You're absolutely going to love it. Arigato gozaimasu. Aaron, anything you want to plug?
I'd like to plug Sitcom D&D. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd also like to plug our social media. You can follow us at Hey Riddle Riddle on Twitter and Instagram. Any updates about live shows or anything like that, you'll be able to find there. JPC, can you read a review for us?
I would love to read a review. This one comes from BlackChar44. The review is titled, Yay! This podcast is amazing. Somehow these three truly demented beings manage to make people fall in love with them. Adel is the punniest person around, Aaron has the ugliest sweater around, and JPC is, well, JPC. Though, if on the off chance this does get read, I'd like to use my powers for good. I, John Patrick Cohen, just want to take a moment and tell our listeners, I love you. You are wonderful, and whatever you're going through, you will get through. Believe in yourselves and reach for the stars. Because if I can be on a successful podcast, trick a woman into loving me, and still be a psychotic... and can still be psychotic, you can surely be successful. Now, I will say, I did stumble, but almost every word was misspelled.
And sorry, Casey Kasem here. It sounds like you're fucking ripping me off. Wow, wait a minute. I was going to say you're fucking ripping me off. It's not being beeped. What's going on here?
Casey, we have some terrible news.
He's dead.
Me, Casey, or Casey, Tony, Casey?
Both.
What? I mean, I guess both, but Casey Tony already knows the news.
What the shit's the news? Again.
The Lord of Beeps is dead.
The Lord of Bleeps is dead.
But we're going to solve his murder in like a month or something.
On the next episode of Hey Riddle Riddle, patreon.com.
No. It'll probably be out in a month. And probably,
Sherlock and Jesus are on the case.
Only available at patreon.com.
Jupiter. Hey, oh, sorry. Riddle. I can get us out of here. Sorry. Jupiter.
Beep forever.
Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
Hello?
Hey, Arnie?
Hey, Casey, what's up? You're up real late.
Yeah, it's 3 a.m. It's late for normal people, isn't it?
Yeah. I do feel like this is the only time we ever really get to talk. Everyone else is in bed.
Yeah, honestly. I see you're online playing Elden Ring right now anyway, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude. what's going on? How's life? You know, it's just wanted to catch up a little bit.
Oh, well, that's really nice. I just got back from Florida. I've been gigging down there. I kind of have been taking a little, you know, figuring out how to enjoy. You know, I spend so much time writing music, Casey. I sit in my basement.
Cool. Yeah.
And I just
so
work on songs.
That's perfect. That makes a lot of sense because I actually, you know, now that I think of it, I have like kind of a thing that Hey Riddle Riddle, you know that show? They mentioned.
Did they need another song?
Yeah.
Casey, I've written them so much fucking music. How many more songs can they need?
Yeah, and they need it fast.
Okay, so this one's really important. This is like an important piece of music. It's like pivotal to like the show.
Well, I mean, what's really important, you know, in the end? I mean, the sun's going to explode and swallow the earth eventually, you know, so what really is important?
Yeah, I mean...
It's funny is the thing. It's...
Okay.
Arnie, it's funny, man. I know you like a good laugh.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I do love to laugh, and sometimes those guys can be funny.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes. Most of the time, the audience just has low standards, but yeah, sometimes.
What is it?
So the song is... So there's the thing. It's the King of Beeps.
Wait, what?
Frankly, it speaks for itself. It's the
Casey, what the fuck is the King of Beeps?
I'm sorry. You know what? I messed up. This is my mistake. It's the Lord of Beeps. I understand how you were confused. I said King of Beeps.
Casey, what the fuck is the Lord of Beeps? Is this just more dumb fucking JPC shit? Is this who did this?
Well, you know, you know the song? You know that?
What? Yes, Casey, you know I know the beep sound. Yes.
That one, right?
Yeah, okay.
So imagine there's a world where every time you swear, it's like instead of the swear. And then the Lord of Beeps dies. You get this, he dies. And so then when you swear, it's like, you know, like fuck. Instead of... no, wait, I clicked the wrong sound effect. That's not right. Instead of that one, the beep.
Okay.
So that's the song.
And okay, Casey, this fucking sucks so much.
Arnie, look, man, we're all just trying to make some fucking scratch. I know it sucks, man. It's dog shit. It's another one of their stupid ideas.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I know you're better than this. And it hurts me. It pains me to have to ask
you. I wrote the Bill Buds theme, Casey.
You wrote the Bill Buds theme. It's fantastic.
All right, I can do it next week.
Okay.
But I'm not going to take any notes on it. I get one draft. No notes.
Okay. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah, what do you need, Casey?
Can you charge them for, like, four drafts?
I would absolutely fucking love to do that, Casey.
Okay, perfect. That's
these
good.
Fucking chucklehead.
These fucking chuckleheads.
I fucking
look,
made them.
You gotta get...
I made them, Casey.
I know.
And now they bring me the fucking King of Beeps.
I know. What's the first thing people hear every episode? They hear your song. Well, they hear the HeadGum plug. And maybe they hear like a cold open kind of thing. But then they hear your fucking thing.
And people are like, ah! And now I've got to write the fucking Lord of Beeps song?
Dude, honestly, you don't even have to try. Let's be real.
All right, I'll phone it in.
Okay.
Hey there, chits and chats. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's another edition of our Chatterbox, which means we're answering your prompts from the Discord. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes, for $8 a month. See you there. Ain't that right, Spaceman?
That's right, JPC.
Oh, Spaceman. Creep me out.
That was a HeadGum podcast.